Three, two, one. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys and good. Gals?
Good, thanks.
So real quick, so I don't mess it up, introduce yourselves, if you don't mind.
I'm Maxine Fluharty.
Hey, Maxine.
I'm Carlos Casas.
And you're from?
We are from Urban Float in Rehoboth Beach.
Mm. I just was there. I did it on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we saw Maxine. You know, and the reason I started doing the podcast is just to learn about things. You know, if I can always come away from a podcast and feel a little bit smarter, I feel like it was a success. But, you know, I'm starting to do them to a point where I'm, you know, people are coming on and it's becoming informative. And I have a lot of clients and you know, anytime a new business comes in town, it's always the talk of the town. What is it? What's going on with this place? And so I've heard a lot of people, you know, we talked about it, but I don't know anything about it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see if these guys will come on, do the podcast. Maybe we can all learn a little more about Urban Float and floating and, you know, get the word out there. Because I know that, you know, anytime you're floating in water, there's probably always questions. I know I had 100 questions, but when I left the place, I didn't have any questions. I thought it was amazing. I think you guys did a great job. Maxine was terrific. John, I think, was that John at the counter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super nice guy. Anybody that walked in was like, you know, good morning. Can I get you anything?
It's good to
so,
hear.
So, yeah, it's just a great business. I felt, you know, awesome. Sometimes you'll go to a new business and you're like, I don't know. But I didn't feel that way. In fact, I felt better about Urban Float after I left than when I
That's went awesome
in.
To hear.
Thank and you. I didn't feel anything negative about it. I just didn't know.
Right. It's a new business.
It's a new business.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're new in town. Our staff is new, you know. So it's, you know, we're definitely trying to, you know, make a good impression.
Well, and Achille is my neighbor.
Achilles is?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I've known me and him used to do BMX together. They used to call him the Flying Chihuahua.
Yep.
So he fell and busted his Chihuahua ribs and he was done.
Yep.
Yeah, but we're neighbors. Our kids go to school together.
Yeah,
so
Achilles is great.
He's a great guy. Hopefully I'll get him on the podcast one day.
You should. He floats 2-3 times a week.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Well, you know, he's got a lot of muscles. He's got to soak his muscles. So let's talk about Urban Float. So I'll just break it down a little bit. We went separate rooms, big eggs, full of like water. This is my simple version. You're going to clear up all the questions, but each room has its own shower. Beautiful. I love the spa feel. It's like kind of dark. Mm-hmm. And just had a great experience. But explain to me how you got here, where you came up with, I know it's a, I think it's a franchise, right?
Right.
How it made you passionate about it and bring it here to Rehoboth.
Sure. So Urban Float's based out of Seattle, Washington. And
Pearl Jam.
And exactly.
Sorry.
So, totally an added bonus.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing in Seattle.
Yeah, right. I have some pictures I'll show you when I was out there. You'll crack up.
I love it.
But so we were looking, my wife and I were looking for a new business venture about a year ago or so. And a business partner or associate of mine turned me on to a Urban Float.
Yeah,
and we looked over a bunch of other concepts as well, but one of the requirements that I had was to not come into a saturated market in another restaurant or you know, other standard kind of consumer based services, right? So
candy, popcorn,
yada. No knock on that stuff. I'm just not. That's just wasn't my bag, right?
Absolutely.
So, And my wife, Amy Casas, she's a mindfulness teacher and she's, you know, just like Maxine, super into wellness and health. And, Tim Church, my friend, turned me on to Urban Float and flotation therapy. We looked at it. I watched a bunch of video on it and did some research and it was very intriguing. So we reached out to the, franchise development team and, a year and a half ago or so, a year and a few months ago, and was really impressed with their setup and their infrastructure. And we flew out, took a look, and came back and signed a partnership with them to develop the area.
Nice.
So, so here we are. And again, because it's unique, it's wellness based, it's something that's focused on helping people relax and healing and obviously all the benefits of magnesium and the Epsom salts. It was a natural an easy decision for Amy and I.
Well, I can remember as a kid, my mom, you know, I'm going to make you a bath with Epsom salts. Right. And floating right. around, and I'm like, I don't know what this does, but yes, Mom. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider myself an athlete, but I do run. You know, I'm mm-hmm. getting old, I'm 50 now, and I try to run, and besides just, you know, my early days of lifting weights and injuries and stuff, when I did the, you know, because my initial thought was, you know, you go and you float and you relax, close mm-hmm. your eyes, and people say, oh, I fall asleep, and I think even Maxine might have said she slept through the music, and, but when I finished, I wasn't really achy. I'm constantly achy. I don't know if that happens to
Same
you,
but here, as man. We get older. I'm 46 older, years old. I'm always achy.
Yeah, I'm always aching. When I get up in the morning, it's like starting an old car. It's like, ugh, and it kicks and sputters. But I felt really nice when I left. I mean, mm-hmm. my back felt good. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you know what goes on with Epsom salts and the magnesium in the water?
It's that amount of magnesium that you're getting. It's something that a lot of Americans are deficient in just based on our regular diet. Mm-hmm. And so when you have 1,200 pounds of it in the water, your skin's absorbing it, your largest organ. So you're getting your levels up that you need, and that's going to help with a lot of that pain and inflammation. And
well, it's it makes the water feel so soft.
Silky, right?
Yeah, it's
And
like
it's also
silky.
Decompressing. So what you're feeling, too, is when you're in a weightless environment, you're allowing your spine to decompress, right? So there's no stress coming down. Like when we're sitting here, like we are with our backs arched, you know, there's compression happening in our spine, but this allows us to really kind of elongate our spine, which
right.
is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and that was the other thing. I mean, when I first got in there, I was like, okay. And I just, you know, I'm just mm-hmm. like stiff. Can't see what I'm doing, but I was stiff, you know, I'm
right,
not
right.
stiff, but I was like, I didn't want to mess up. I didn't know what
right.
I was going to mess up.
Right.
But and then about halfway, I start moving my arms. I'm like, wow. It feels weird when you're, like, not restrained by gravity, I guess.
And, like, when you were floating, did you lose the sensation of where the water began and where it ended?
Absolutely.
Like, that's really neat,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Some people will, like, rub their fingers to see, do I still have my fingers? Like, they'll go through that process when they're floating, which is really neat.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I love that jungle music. I think, and I wanted to ask you, can you leave the music on the whole time? Can you request that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that something you would say at the counter?
Mm-hmm.
Keep
yeah.
the music on.
Yeah, we control the music from the counter. For
yeah,
you.
And I was amazed, like, because I got the jungle sounds. Is that
yeah?
Is that
peaceful
what called?
Rainforest?
Yeah,
we call
the rainforest.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I was amazed because when I first got in, and I was just, you know, like we used to do this as a kid in our tub. We'd just sink in there and put our head under right to our eyes, and we just. But you could the sounds change, but underwater that sound it sounded like the speakers were underwater, and it was like. Like critters were coming around to the right, and then they were coming around by. And I was like, "Oh my God, what's going on?" It was a great experience.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So how's business? Because it seems busy. I mean,
yeah.
On Sunday there was a waiting line.
Right.
Or I don't know. I shouldn't have said that. There was a lot of people sitting. I don't know if they were waiting. If they had scheduled an appointment.
It was like a Pearl Jam concert, man, wrapped around the building.
Yeah, they were sitting there for 2 hours. Exactly. But it was packed.
Now,
I mean,
we're very fortunate, and we're very appreciative and grateful. The community has embraced us. We have over close to 180 members in 3 months of business.
That's good.
And that much more, and non-members who are just coming to float with float packages. So we offer not just the one-time floats and the float packages, but as well as the membership-based services. So, but the community has totally embraced us, and it's been life-changing for many, many people, and a lot of people on our staff as well.
Yeah.
In terms of dialing in, you know, mentally and physically to their bodies, and improving their way of life. It's really been, I mean, we actually had a conversation with a guest a few nights ago who, you know, broke down in tears, like, was totally appreciative of what we brought to the, for him.
Well, I, you know, it's funny. I have a client that goes there. I don't know how much she goes. She goes a lot. And when I was there, I saw her. She was coming in. She's like, oh, it's about time you came in. But, you know, she's an older lady, and she just swears by it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she just loves it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Now, what is, like, I mean, if you were going to, like, get the benefits out of this, the best benefits out of this, I mean, what would you do this, once a week? I mean, obviously, it's not cheap. But, I mean, like, I couldn't do this every day. Once a week, Do you still get the benefits? What, or just as much as you want? Or is there a
limit?
Yeah,
it kind of depends on
can
what
you overdo
you're
it? Can you oversalt up?
Get out of it. No, I don't think so, because you'll just, I don't know. Just you're meditating when you're in there, so your mind's always getting better if your body's can only absorb so much magnesium. But yeah, it kind of depends what you want to get out of it.
Yeah.
With how much you want to come. Benefits can last 4 to 7 days. But when you're getting used to it and getting in the flow and trying to find your zen, you might want to come a few more times. And mm-hmm. that's where a membership would play in, because we have unlimited memberships where you can come as much as you want for the same price.
Do you want to talk? Should we talk about the membership?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. So like to your point about like how often you float. So we have members who float every day to three times a week to twice a week to once a month. Right. So there's a membership plan for pretty much any budget. So our goal is to help a person find the right plan for their budget. So that way we help them not pay the full street price for our float, which is $90, which is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So we can find the right plan that pretty much lowers your cost per float below $40.
Okay.
So that's been something that we work on with everybody.
Well, and I think this weekend, I think we took advantage of of some special. I don't know if it was a Mother's Day special a couple special, but we, you know, I got some deal, which I appreciate.
Yeah, we blew out Mother's Day the first couple of weeks in May. It seems like we sold, 300-400 gift cards Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And that was great, right? So that deal was $79 for two floats, which brings it down to $40 a float.
Yep.
Right.
That's what we did.
That's cheaper than our first time float package, which is $45. And then we'll be doing another push in the beginning of June for 2 weeks for Father's Day at the same cost.
Nice.
So right now we're in that in between.
Fathers
phase.
Are important.
Fathers are super important. I mean, we have a lot of fathers, dads, brothers, husbands, boyfriends floating quite
absolutely.
A bit, you know. And I don't know, Maxine. Like, I think the demographic's almost split in half.
Oh yeah,
it definitely. Feels that way,
it's
right?
Both. It's not just a female thing.
Well, and another thing that I wanted to say out loud, and from my experience, you know, if I mentioned, I in fact had a conversation with somebody this morning that you guys were coming on, and I was really excited, and I very appreciative. Of you guys taking out the time of your day to come in here and chat.
Super fun. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Because awesome. If I can ever, you know, help, I don't have any money, but if I can help just shine some positivity onto
this
project, that, you know, the premise of the podcast is really about one small business helping another.
Sure.
You know, and I, you know, Pilot Town, I don't know if you were ever able to go there, but, you know, there was all these great fish painted on the wall, and Heidi Lowe from down in Rehoboth painted all the fish. You know, I don't know if she charged them, but she was helping. You know, it's one small business helping another.
Yeah.
And if I can just, you know, shine a light on what you guys are doing, if I can help in any way, that's what I try to
and
offer.
Vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do the same for you.
But I was talking to a guy this morning, and he's like, well, my wife would never go in. It's too claustrophobic. And I'm like, I think it's like 6 by 8 feet. It's not. It's not like you're slipping into
a coffin.
A coffin, right? It is. I mean, and that was. I don't know how your experience is, but when I got in there, I was, you know, like I said, I was like, oh. And then after a while, I'm like paddling around because, you know, when it's dark, you know, if I just use my two fingers on each hand to start paddling, and then boom, I hit the wall. I'm like, okay, dee 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 dee. So I was starting to kind of cruise around in there. It's pretty big.
It is a big pod. I mean, a lot of float centers will sometimes float couples in those pods. Uh-huh. Those pods are one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in the industry. So it's very roomy in there.
Well, my first question to Maxine was, how the hell did you get this thing through the door? And she goes, we built the rooms around the pods.
That's right.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So our contractor, you know, basically, yeah.
So you got to survive.
What's that?
You got to make it.
Oh, they're as permanent as a tattoo.
Not
right.
Gotcha. I understand that.
Yeah. So
So they're big, and when I was in there, and I'm not really claustrophobic, but I've been in spaces where I was like, ugh. But I didn't feel that. I felt like adventuring around in the pod. It's pretty big. It's pretty awesome. How deep is the water? Because of course I imagine this like 6 foot deep. It's not that deep.
10 inches.
Ten inches of water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's. I mean, yeah. I never. I mean, if I, you know, if I when I sat up, I was easily able to set up and not like...
You're only a few inches away from the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not very deep at all.
And I had a lady, this is kind of a funny story, she was in and she said that she had been and she loved it. And she had been to the Dead Sea to go float in the Dead Sea. And she said, I couldn't float that well in the Dead Sea. I guess you roll over and it's hard to kind of get, mm-hmm. you know, a level mm-hmm. spot. And she goes, but this was amazing.
Yeah, it's more concentrated. There's more salt concentration in the water and the float solution than there is in the Dead Sea, for sure.
Yeah, well, is it Epsom salts?
No. Not in the Dead Sea.
Not in the Dead Sea.
Sea salt, maybe.
So you knocked it out of the park for Mother's Day. You're getting ready for Father's Day. But how do you get out there and, like, besides doing, like, podcasts? I mean, I haven't really, I haven't done a ton of research, but I haven't seen, like, have you been in the Cape Gazette? Have you done, like, interviews with other people?
Yeah, so we're also, again, 3 months into the business. We're still ramping up
absolutely.
A little bit. We've done the Cape Gazette and the ribbon cuttings. We're a part of the Rehoboth Chamber right now. And social media is super important to us. The corporate office, we were on Shark Tank back in, I guess, January or so.
Urban Float, or were you on there?
Not me personally, Urban Float.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah, so the corporate executives out of Seattle were on Shark Tank. That was a good bit of exposure.
Did they invest?
So they did shake a hand with a shark.
Okay.
So that was really interesting and fun. And so the corporate office has a whole shared services team that partners with Maxine and I on marketing and advertising. So that's part of the cool thing about being a part of a franchise, is that you are part of a moving network, and they help with creative assets and marketing direction for sure. And then on the local side, I work with, Maxine works with her team in the spa, as well as our financing person, and we'll pick and choose where we want to invest.
I've seen magazines where you can look through and it's just full of like franchises to invest in. How did you find out, or how did you, you kind of mentioned it a little bit just now, but, you know, were you looking for a franchise, or did you just see Urban Float and you decided you liked that?
Yeah, I'm partial to franchises, particularly. I like independent business as well. But franchise systems to me are appealing because you're not reinventing the wheel,
right?
It's somewhat of a proven concept if you check off all the tick marks on the paper, right? So if you execute on the things that you're supposed to, generally you have a relatively decent chance to be successful. So for me, that's what attracted me to franchising.
Yeah.
It may not be for everyone, for sure. Definitely independent business is super cool too. It's startup and you're your own, really, there's no boundaries to what you can do. However, there's a whole other, for me, that would have been a whole other stress level to figure that out as well.
And I noticed, as from a guy that owns a small business, what I liked about your place was not only the floating and all that, but it was complete. You know, like when I opened my salon, you know, a month later I put up a picture. You know, I mean, as money started to become more available, I could improve the salon because,
sure,
you know, this was, I don't want to say ego driven. My business wasn't ego driven, but I did feel like I was good enough to do it all on my own. You know what I'm saying? Whereas a franchise, you know, it's like I like everything they offer. I just put it all up and then it's complete.
Yep. You follow the recipe and you're off and running. And
exactly.
The hardest part, just like with any business, is executing and making sure we on the ground are providing the level of service, you know, and the whole mindfulness and relaxation and that part of it is so new right now. And it's on an upward trend. You'll see articles on Time magazine and, you know, all of that about stress and anxiety and digitally detoxing. So that, to me, is really intriguing. And transferring that to other people coming into the spa, to me, is super cool, challenging, because the spa itself, to your point, it's complete.
It's complete.
It's done.
It's beautiful. I took a picture. I took a bunch of pictures in there. I posted them all
so
on my
cool.
Facebook. And there was this sign on the wall, and can't remember. I have a picture of it, but it said,
"Live at your peak."
Bam, right there. Live at your peak.
Right.
And I said, "I like that." And I just took a picture of it.
Right.
I mean, it's nice. It's beautiful. Complete.
That's right.
So, and one of the cool things, you have, like, you sell stuff in there. Like, bottles of Epsom salts, you know, and do you want to, I mean, I don't want to exclude you, Maxine. You share some of the stuff that goes on. It seems, so are you like kind of in charge of?
She's the boss.
She's the boss.
I work for Maxine.
No.
I just talk too much.
Well, and I, you know, the first time I went in there to buy the gift card and, you know, keep it all anonymous, but I couldn't buy it. And we had this conversation. I struggled. There was some confusion on how to do it. And I had to come back. And I know as a small business, I don't ever want like $1 walking back out. So it wasn't a big deal. But, you know, I shared that with you and you're like, well, we can't let that happen again.
Yeah, totally. I was just going to touch on that, the four walls and having everything together. I was like, that's awesome that the franchise has it. But something that I think we're really focusing on is that community feel, especially being in like kind of a smaller town. A lot of the other float spas are in that urban area, and we're really focused on the community feel. So we hope that you felt that when you come in. I think that's something that the rest of the team and staff is doing a good job with. Well,
and that's a good point because small towns are different than like Seattle. You know, I have, I grew up in Albuquerque. I moved here from San Diego. I always thought that I knew, you know, I was like, big towns, big cities, no problem. Come to Rehoboth, been here for 22 years. Go to Christiana Mall on Saturday, and I'm like, oh my God, let's go. It's like I'm freaking out because these people, you know, people are fine, but, you know, everyone's kind of aggressive, and it's like moody, and people are getting arrested for shoplifting, and I'm like, oh my God, let's get back to the bubble of Rehoboth. And, you know, when I go in there and I see a client of mine in there at the same time, it's a real reminder that this is a small community. And that, you know, that's like doing this podcast. You know, I've always tried to be positive. You know, what can I do to help? Because, you know, we are almost like a family, except we get a bunch of visitors every summer, which...
Yeah, from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah, from Memorial Day. So I did want to ask, and this is my problem, I jump around, but do you live here? Have you always lived here? What's your story?
So Amy and I moved here in 2007.
Okay.
I'm originally from Philadelphia. Native of Philadelphia, but grew up most of my life in Newark, Delaware.
Okay.
Did a small stint in the late 70s in Savannah, Georgia. I graduated from the University of Delaware. And then, I came from IBM, and then I also worked for the camera company GoPro for a couple of years, the little action camera.
I just got a new one.
Yeah. and then we started with Urban Float.
Now I'm curious about GoPro.
Oh, God. Jesus. Why did I bring
sorry.
That up?
I should have okay. never brought that up. I like GoPros.
Yeah. Yeah. Who doesn't, right? Everybody's got one.
Well, yeah, they're great. How about you, Maxine? Have you local?
Yeah, I was born and raised here.
There you are.
Yeah, from the area. Went to school, University of Maryland, lived in Amsterdam for 2 years and then came back here.
Professional athlete.
Are you?
I played field hockey, yeah.
Nice.
In Amsterdam for a club there.
Did you get to go on a scholarship?
I did, at University of Maryland.
So you're that person. You're that person that all these families and parents driving all these miles, taking these kids everywhere in this off-season, you know.
Workouts and training.
Yeah,
and
all this training. It's because of you, Maxine. You are.
Yeah.
And here you are all that time, and you're doing my podcast. Back from Amsterdam.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she's amazing. We're very, very lucky to have Maxine take the helm and captain our ship, you know, coming where her background is with athletics and sports and wellness. And she's hired the entire team there and doing an amazing job.
Well, it was funny you do a great job. When we went on Sunday, you were there. And then when we left, you were gone. So then I'm like, I wonder if Maxine came in to just make sure that we were happy.
I did know you were coming in.
Okay. Because it's not like that. We were coming in. We were going to have a great time. I was excited. It wasn't like, oh, if it didn't work well, I was going to, you know, let you have, I'm not that way. This is it's tough to be in a small business in Rehoboth or in this area, anywhere.
It certainly is. Well, business is tough. Small, medium, like, you know, the SMB as small, medium business is tough. You know, whether you're no matter how low, I think it's just tough. And you're just putting your nose to the grindstone and.
And I had, you know, Ryan. Ryan's the one, because I had tried to get you guys on, and I couldn't really get anywhere. And I was
Ryan
Peters. Oh, yeah. And right. Ryan was on the podcast, and he's another guy. You know, he just does a great job. I mean, I love that gym. In fact, my 8-year-old just turned 8, And he's been like, when can I go to Rise? When can I go to Rise? And so he said, when you turn 8 and you come with your dad, you can come. And he turned 8 and we got his gym membership and we were there yesterday.
Funny story with Ryan. He and I were best friends in middle school. We grew up together in Newark, Delaware. We went to Catholic middle school together and we just recently reconnected. He had been down here this entire time I've been living here. I knew that he was down here, but we never crossed paths until I opened up Urban Float. So super funny. Just we looked at each other and like, dude.
Well, here's a funnier story. I used to cut his hair. Oh, stop.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. He doesn't have any anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
He manages it himself. But, you know, I've known Ryan since I was actually at another salon. And, you know, what I've always loved about Ryan, because I, you know, Pearl Jam or family Pearl Jam cars. I love cars. And Ryan, you know.
Oh, he loves cars.
He's a car guy.
There's no doubt about that.
He came to my shop once in this orange Corvette. It was so bad. I mean, so awesome. And I was like, I like this guy.
It was a trip. Great family. Great. The Rises, they're actually a good partner of Urban Flow. We, you know, we have a partnership with them as well from a fitness and wellness perspective. So, great family.
They're awesome. So have you been reaching, I mean, do you have to like go door to door, shake hands, introduce yourself? I mean, what do you do when you start a new business like that?
Yeah.
You just build it and hope for the best.
You know, the key is finding talent like Maxine Fluharty, you know, and that talent attracting more talent, you know, and sharing your plans and your vision with your leadership team. And then you're right, going out into the community.
Yeah, that's what you do well. You've had us at every event, and we've been out there, like some of the wellness expos and the women's expos, and we're going to be at Veg Fest. And so we're getting out there and trying to meet people that way, too, and bring them in.
That's awesome. I think that's what I love most about having a small business is it allows me to go introduce myself. Hey, you know, I'm Tom. I own a hair salon. If I can ever help you out. But, you know, if I didn't have the small business, I wouldn't really have the bridge to go talk to somebody. So it's fun to have a small business. But, you know, it's also fun. Like I try to tell my kids, you know, about, you know, they want to go to college. And I'm all for college. But I'm like, you know, think about owning a small business because you'll never work harder than you do for your own business, you know. That's what I feel.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
And when you do the work and you get the results,
it
feels good.
Yeah.
And I used, and it's funny because I was actually in, I have a degree in turf management. I got a degree from Rutgers and I worked on golf courses for a while. And I hated it. Oh, I hated it. I hated working for, actually, it was kind of a strange situation, but I wasn't.
Passionate.
Thank you. I mean, my boss would be like, you want to go do this extra, you know, education? I'm like, yeah, I guess. But I wouldn't remember anything because I hated it. I didn't care. But when I got into the hair business, I like, oh, I love this. And I wake up every day ready to take on the day. And what new can I do? Is that how you feel with this? Or
yeah.
Are you just ready to start another one?
Yeah. I mean, we're super passionate about it. You know, I'm the business development person, right?
Right.
So, you know, I typically, it doesn't feel like it now because I'm in the middle of you two. I'm like a moderator between I feel like I'm at a debate table at the moment. You know, you both have headsets on and I have the microphone. Okay, question
I'm
for
sorry.
Maxine. No, it's okay.
Headphones.
No, it's totally fine. But I like being behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I like activating and enabling a team, right? So that's where I think I have that drive and passion for, and I like creating automation. So, but I do get excited about this business. It started with my wife's passion around mindfulness.
What's that?
Mindfulness?
Yeah.
It's being present is really
right.
What it is. It's being able to be super aware of what's going on right now, in the present moment, and absorbing it for all that it is. Cause really that's all you have.
Gift.
Yeah, totally.
It's hard to do too,
yeah.
Right? So we live in this very highly stimulated environment with our phones and internet and podcasts, all this really wonderful technology. But imagine taking an hour to disconnect from all of that and being mindful, right? So we teach basically three simple principles in floating, right? Being mindful and present, right? Finding stillness, make it four things. Letting go of time, and this is straight out of, these last two are straight out from Maxine. Letting go of time and letting go of judgment, right? So if you can do those four things, you'll have an amazing float. And it takes work to do that, right? So
More than an amazing float, it carries over into your life. I think that's the most powerful thing, is that we're really unlocking other people's potential and passions, and they walk out different people, which is really, really cool.
The problem, the struggle with that is really for, and I'll just speak for myself, you know, I always call it a balance between self-centered fear and humility. You know, if you're living that life of self, what I'm not getting, you know, that's the stuff you got to let go of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's that only balances out. I always say humility is self's kryptonite, you know, giving back, you know, suffering, you know, and I hate to use that word, but it's really, you know, we're built, you know, whoever built us, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, built humility into us, you know, our legs, those, if you have kids, remember when your kids take that first step and that amazement, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But every step after that is a little less amazing, and then it becomes a habit, and then we don't appreciate it. And then when we lose it, well, you know, hopefully not our legs, but whatever it is. And then we're like, oh my God, I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't say that before I lost it. You know, it's that balance of self-centered fear. Do you know Ed Harold?
No.
Eddie Harold? He had a yoga studio that was over here at the top of New Road. That dude was the master of breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot from him. And I used to call it zombie breathing. But, you know, they say ocean sounds. I call it zombie breathing. But he used to say, you know, focus on a tennis ball in your mind. And that's tough, you know, to clear all that out of the way to focus on a tennis ball. But when I did that with him, you know, I would sometimes it would be a bigger fuzzy ball. Sometimes it'd be small and shiny. Sometimes it'd be spinning. But and then I would start to put that kind of where I was in my life. Do I got a lot of chaos going on?
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. And if it's untrained, it's a mess. And it's hard to sit there, and you know, that was one of the things that I did enjoy about floating is, but I work on that a lot. You know, I'm sober. I got sober in 97, and, you know, I had to address that stuff. You know, I always say I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. That's my problem. They can't drink. But, you know, you know, if I want to protect myself from ever picking up a drink again, I have to remember that because I do this a lot with my kids. You know, we pray, and I'm not religious. I don't, you know, I'm not big into church. I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, my son will say, you know, dear God, this is too big. I'm turning it over to you. My shoulders aren't big enough. And if he says it out loud, you know, I don't know. Did you ever know Matt Haley?
Yeah.
So he, you know, he used to tell me, you know, if you have a problem, share it with somebody out loud. It'll cut the problem in half.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I practice with my kids because, you know, like you said, we're headed. Every kid, it looks like they want to put them on medication. Every mm-hmm. medication on for everybody, right. And it's just, it's tough. Where we can fix some of this stuff, being mindful.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's the cool thing about the floating is you don't have to. It's such an overwhelming concept right now. Everyone's like, oh, you got to meditate. You got to, you know, be still and be mindful. And it's so hard in the environment that we live in typically that going into the pod, it's you already have cut out the judgment because there's no one there. You're managing all your senses, so it's a little bit easier to kind of get into that state and enjoy it. And combined with the relaxation and the floating, that your body is just so relaxed, you have no other choice but to just let go. Really cool.
Can you give somebody like a couple, like a tip, like, hey, maybe you might want to try something? I don't know. Or do you just let them go in and just let them experience it?
No, I mean, all the staff, I kind of work with them on like reading people when they go in and trying to key off of like what they might be struggling with or what they actually want to get out of it, their why are they here? And then give them a few tips based on that. Usually it is about like taking everything off at the door. I'm like, take off your responsibilities at the door with your shoes. We leave our shoes outside the room and keep it a sanctuary. So
I like that.
People like, I try to tell them to start there, take everything off, and then just come in as yourself with nothing else and then see how it goes. Because the first time can be a little mechanical as well. You don't want to give too much information.
Right.
Just see how it is for you. And then from there, we can build with more tips. And that's really important. And that goes back to that community feel. You know when someone's coming in different, this float versus another float. So it's nice to check in with them and just let them know this float might be different and here's how you can make it better because you look stressed out or you look like whatever. is going on. So,
you know, my dad's generation, you know, maybe your dad's generation, they didn't think about stress. They just grinded it out and then had a heart attack and died or whatever. You know, it wasn't really about being mindful. It was just, you know, work hard.
What do I got to go next?
Yeah. Where do I, yeah. What do I got to do next? I'm the leader. I've, you know, we, I think how we eat is all based around father. You know, father's up, let's eat. You know, father's back from the fields, let's eat with father.
And, all right.
And these, a lot of these crazy habits and, you know, be tough. And, you know, my son said, when am I going to stop being emotional? I said, never stop being emotional. You know, that's a gift. You know, when you can't be emotional anymore, that's not a good release. And I think that, you know, that it's great that you even mentioned that because, you know, from the top, you'd just be like, I'm just going to go in and float in some water and kick it for an hour and I'll be out. And but it's more than that, you know.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, you make it what it is. I mean, we have a partnership with the Seattle Seahawks, so they're obviously using it a lot for muscle recovery, but also for mental imagery, which I think a lot of people forget about, that whole mental side to any performance. It can be for artists, it can be for athletes, for whatever, but really getting in touch with your mind and just having that time isolated to just focus on one thing at a time.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's funny because I live down Wolf Neck Road, so you know, I run out to the trail and I run the trail and then I run to the outlets and then I run back down Route 1. And
wow,
I used to run past that empty field.
Right.
And then, you know, the deli. What's the deli?
Jewish deli.
Yeah.
The Rosenfeld?
Rosenfeld. Yeah. That went up and then your place went up. Yeah. So I've been running by these places, you know, and I take a lot of pictures. So I take a picture as it's being built. And, you know, and I've watched you guys grow, and then now here you are, and I got to, you know, go float, and it was amazing.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, absolutely.
It means a lot.
No, and we'll be back, and my wife loved it. Every person I know, I'm like I was just telling my buddy, I go, because it's, you know, it seems like couples, older couples, people that have been together longer, you know, they, whatever it is. But I'm like, why don't you just go buy a couple floats for you and your wife and just go over there and just, you know, put all that bullshit aside and just go float.
That's right.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It'd be too small. She's claustrophobic. I'm like, 6x8. You could have several people in there.
That's the letting go. But you can keep the pod lid open too, their first time, of course. I mean, it'd be a little bit cooler of an experience, but yeah, leave it open. If you're afraid of that, get rid of that fear and allow yourself to experience something.
So how do you pick the temperature?
Skin temperature, 93.5 degrees. That's why you feel so neutral in there, and that's why you lose sense of, like, your body and the air and the water. So it should be very, very neutral when you're in there.
Well, so when we got there, you know, you welcomed us, brought us back, and we left our shoes at the door. We went in, and you suggested we take a cooler shower. And I was like, oh, okay. So I take the cool shower, and I open the lid, and it's like, oh, steam comes pouring out. I'm like, oh, I got to get right in there. Mm-hmm. And I jumped in, and it was hot.
Mm-hmm. So, it feels warm at first, but your internal body temperature is 98 degrees. So you're running a little warmer internally. So if you come in too warm, and especially if you take a hot shower, you're probably showering like 100 degrees. You're going to feel cold in the second half of your float, which just becomes a distraction. So we're just basically trying to eliminate any distractions there could be for you during your float.
And I think that's, well, at the end, I was goosebumping. I was all goosebumped. And I wasn't cold, but I was like, you know, I was like, get down farther, get down, get down deep. But I think that's pretty cool how, you know, when you take a cold shower or a cool shower, how it really makes that water so warm.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lady that was said, she goes, it needs to be a little warmer. And I'm like, well, you know, it's probably a big financial adjustment to like go a degree or two up. I mean, I know just in the salon, I mean, and at my house, I don't, you know, keep the temperature down.
Right.
Well, not only that, but heat's a stimulant. So that's really the main reason is the physical benefits that you're getting from it being that skin temperature.
And I guess if it was too hot, you would know it was there.
You'd be able to feel the difference because it's warmer. Makes your mind race because it's a stimulant. So it's kind of, we want that peace, relaxation, tranquility.
Do you want to talk about, there's a filtering system on there. It's on the, and I don't say that just like duh, but I mean, you know, people go, well, what about the water? I'm not going to float in dirty water, but it's big filtering going on there.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. I mean, we have an individual pump for each pod. Each pump could filter a huge pool, but we have one dedicated to each 200-gallon little pod egg, like you called it.
Not an egg? Did I screw up?
They kind of look like eggs.
What do they call
it? We just call them pods. Okay. But yeah, if you've never seen a pod, it looks like a hard-boiled egg.
So I think it actually says Dream Pod.
Yeah, it's the manufacturer's Dream Pod.
Dream Pod.
So yeah, they're manufactured in China, but the company it's Dream Pod. They're one of the industry leaders in float tanks.
And it's a solid. I mean, it's not like, mm-hmm. I mean, that thing is, it's thick.
No, mm-hmm. It's fiberglass. It's heavy. It's soundproof. You know, it's.
I'm sorry. I got off the filtering.
That's all right. That's all right. No, everyone worries about, is it clean? Yeah, it is. And that amount of salt already, like just to begin with, pretty much nothing can grow in that amount of salt. It's so concentrated. But in between, before and after every float, it's filtered 3 to 4 times.
Yeah.
Through that sophisticated filtration system. We use also peroxide, hydrogen peroxide, to sanitize the water. And in the pump room, we have a UV light that it'll pass through
before That's it goes funny, back in. That's funny, because when I was having this conversation earlier, my buddy said that it's got hydrogen peroxide in it. And I was like, dude, it's Epsom salts, no hydrogen peroxide, but there is.
Yeah, a little bit, yep.
I owe him an apology.
Now we maintain its clarity and purity with, we test alkalinity and pH. Hydrogen peroxide is our sanitizer, and we make sure it's within a certain range. And then, as Maxine said, the UV light kills any microorganisms that could possibly be there.
Survive,
but that really, in 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salts, it's impossible.
Yeah. Well, so, I will tell you, when it smelled fresh, mm-hmm. it smelled clean.
Good.
You know, I mean, my washer at home stinks worse.
It does.
I'm like, what's going on with this washer? Right. But your dream pods were amazing.
Yeah. The water without the salt, it's probably cleaner than your drinking water.
Yeah.
With how we maintain the chemical balances and stuff, it's very, very clean.
Well, I know that was one thing I thought about. This is just clean. But
and that's why it's important to take the pre-float shower. We want you to be as clean going in to help our other members, right? So your personal hygiene is super important as well, right?
Absolutely.
And then floating completely undressed, not bringing in board shorts with sand in it and, you know, whatever detergent that you used. And so floating in the nude is also super important, you know. So taking off all your makeup and deodorant, perfumes, all of that affects chemical balances. So,
well, and I thought that was kind of cool floating around naked.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Totally.
I was in my dream pod, but, you know, I'm floating around naked. It's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still a kid, you know. It's like, yeah.
And you felt clothes. Safe, right?
I felt absolutely. You felt so, and yeah. My wife and I, we went to Mexico in March and went to this resort, Breathless. It was crazy. I mean, it was like hedonism. But you leave the resort, you go over this bridge, and you go to the spa, and it was, you know, separate part of it, but separate. And it was so nice, you know. And there's nothing like walking into like a professional spa, just. You know, tea tree in the air, right. And the color, you know, the
fresh.
Yeah, it just smells great, and everyone's so kind, and you almost have to be. You can't be in that environment and be like frowny. You know,
no,
you
for selling mindfulness,
right? Exactly. So, but you know, we were at the spa. I just loved it, and we ended up spending a bunch of money there, and just had the best time out of the whole week. We wrapped it up in about 3 hours at the end of the week, and just had the best time. When I walked in to your place, I had that feeling again. You know, I just love the level of light, you know, the level of noise, the kind people at the counter. And then when you go into the rooms, it's just that same kind of feel. It's just, and it's warm, you know, like if you take off all your clothes, because at some point, you know, I'm running around that room naked, but I'm not freezing. It was nice. You know, the temperature was nice. It was great.
And all urban floats around the country are basically identical to that experience, right? We have the relaxation room with the fireplace and the wall. The showers are all the same, dream pods. So it's very, very similar setup around the country.
And the cool thing is, that you realize it's a great franchise, is just even the flooring, it's not slippery.
Right.
You know, when you're walking around without shoes on with wet feet, you know, I felt stable or sturdy,
right.
You know, it was nice. I mean, that's thought out. Like I would have to add that later to my business,
you know, right. And that's the cool thing about partnering up with an established system is they've tested a lot of different things, you know, and the very first urban float, you know, compared to what ours is completely different, right? They've continuing to innovate the spa.
Now, does Urban Float give you like a little bit of the ability to kind of create your own packages, or do they say, hey, we're doing a Mother's Day special across the nation? I mean, how does that, do they give you some, I've watched, I think it was Undercover Boss, and this guy went to these different franchises, and one guy had created this whole meal package for people that couldn't get to the place, and it was a great idea, and the franchise guy was like, that's a good idea, but that's not what we do in this franchise.
Right.
So do you have any movement?
Yeah, there's a level of a flexibility that they have for sure. There's certain parameters that they want us to stay within. But Maxine has the capability of customizing packages for anybody, really, right, and for any corporation as well. So we do a number of corporate partnerships and corporate benefits or wellness flotation memberships for corporate partners that Maxine's developed. And the corporate, and we do talk about it with them prior to rolling it out. And generally, it's been pretty... pretty good.
One of the cool things I saw, and I apologize, Maxine, because I gave you the opportunity to talk about all the great stuff you do in there, and then I went to the wrong direction. But
that's all right.
We're going to go back to it right now, because when I was in there, I saw that you sold Epsom salts, and I thought that was a great idea. And it looks like you sell them maybe in a water bottle that maybe you could reuse it for a water bottle, but you also sell refills. Like you can bring it back and have it refilled for a different price, which I thought was a great idea.
Yeah, so there's containers that mine and Chad,
nice,
he's our retail master. He's awesome at all of that stuff. But yeah, it's like one bath full of the premium Epsom salt that we use in our pods that you can take home. And yeah, if you bring the jar back, it's reusable, so you can get it filled up for $3.
That's great because, you know, I actually sell my own shampoo, but there was a time when I was selling another kind, this purple one, that it was my brand, but I was done with it, but I still had a lot of it in these big bottles. So people used to come by and I'd fill their bottle up and sell it for a smaller price. I mean,
yeah,
because then you're also saving like on plastic,
sure, yeah, totally,
environment stuff. Mm-hmm. So where are we headed? What's this? What, just kind of keep doing what you're doing and just keep reaching out and doing podcasts and interviews and just get the word out.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's where we're headed, is just to raise awareness about flotation therapy and talk to awesome people like yourself who are running podcasts and helping the community and helping awareness. And yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate it very much.
Well, and I appreciate you guys. I know a lot of people appreciate you guys because it's nice to have a small business come in and, you know, a family-owned small business that, you know, it's your livelihood if you have success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm assuming it can't
absolutely
be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm, you know, the community appreciates. I did want to ask one other question. And is there an age limit?
No. Under 12, you have to have a parent or guardian in the room with you.
Okay.
And then under 16, you have to have someone on site. And then after that, you just have someone sign for you until you're 18.
What about 97?
Have someone sign for you.
For no, me, I'm not 97.
We have readers, too, for the iPads.
Well, my that's wife's it. Grandmother, who was amazing, she's 97, I was like, you know, you got to try this. You know, I always think, in 97 years, what have you seen? And I don't know if she's seen a float pod, but I'd like to bring her down there. And she has a lot of, you know, her shoulder aches. She's just, you know, 97-year-old.
There's no limit to who we can float. If they need some, it's like getting into a hot tub. I mean, if they need some assistance, we generally ask those members to bring help.
Okay.
And then obviously the youth, we have a youth policy as well.
If somebody was uncomfortable with being naked, is there flexibility in that?
Yeah, we have G-strings and, like, banana leaves. No. Yeah, so...
Oh, my Lord, I cannot see Grandma wearing a G-string. That's not what I was picturing.
No, I mean, for sure. I mean, you can float with your bathing suit on. It's just another thing that could be distracting to you during your float. It won't be the most I would say, premium experience, but you're certainly welcome to use it. We can usually tell when people wear a bathing suit in the room because when we have to go in and clean it, there's water everywhere because the bathing suit's just dripping everywhere.
Okay, so it's not, you're not ruining the pod if they were to go in a bathing suit.
No, not necessarily, but it definitely, again, we don't know the detergents that you're using. Absolutely. And things like that to go into the float solution. So.
Well, I was just thinking about getting her a float, and I you know, maybe she
yeah, totally.
Like,
no.
She may want to go naked. I don't know.
Right.
But I just don't want.
We've had older gentlemen that we've helped to are not bashful at all. They just want the benefits and off they go.
So you said you have kids?
I have an 11 and 12, soon to be 13-year-old.
Where do they go to school locally?
Yeah, Beacon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have my older son's at Sussex Academy, and my two other kids, my younger kids, are at Rehoboth Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, we'll have to get our kids together.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's about an hour. I mean, we can
I'm having fun. This is great.
Yeah,
well, and
awesome.
You know, you came in and your first thing you said is, "Who loves Pearl Jam?"
I would love to do a Pearl, and you should have my son here.
Okay.
He's a Pearl Jam aficionado as well. He's a huge Pearl Jam fan. He's always telling him, "Dad, when are we going to go next? Because his first show was in, I guess, 2016 at Wells Fargo in Philly, and like his mouth dropped wide open. The energy in that state, in that arena, like it blew him away.
You won't find a show like a Pearl Jam show, I don't think.
I've been to a ton of shows, and yeah, I agree. But then I'm a little partial, you know.
Well, I've
been to Firefly a few times, but
we're going to Firefly this year.
Yeah, I haven't been in a couple of years, but I went when it first started, and you know, my neighbor talked me into going to the front of the stage. Next thing you know, I'm getting you know, 20-year-old. Kids coming over top of my head, my sunglasses get knocked over my I'm like Steve, this is too old for this, man, let's get out of here.
Well, I took my son to Firefly when 21 Pilots played.
Right, I've been there for that, and one, Chili Peppers.
Well, it wasn't Chili Peppers, it was 21 Pilots and Weezer.
Right.
And dude, my son is a huge Weezer fan now. I mean, literally, but you know, he was like 11, and you know, we were getting close, and then the pot smoke just creeped in, and
oh,
he's
yeah.
like,
"Dad, and, you bag know, of chips, Dad."
These kids, yeah, right. But these kids, I don't know about your kids, but my kids can't stand cigarette smoke. They're like,
"Oh yeah, same."
They go, you know, if someone's smoking, they
yeah, disgusting.
And, yeah, they put the gas mask on and stare at them and, you know, shame them out. And but this pot smoke started, and he's like, "Ugh!" And it was a little bit of an experience for him, but he loved that show. So now I'm committed to going to Firefly every year. So that we're going back. This will be our third year. And we're going to see That's Panic awesome. At the Disco, and of course I've got to go. But another client gave me, I don't know about your son, but my son loves 21 Pilots. It's like his
my
band.
Kids like 21 Pilots.
So
yeah,
my
neighbor is a big 21 Pilots fan.
So my client goes, "I got some 21 Pilot tickets if you want them. I can't use them." I go, "Absolutely, you know, hero dad, absolutely."
Yeah.
Here they are. It's in Brooklyn. I'm like, oh, fuck. Brooklyn? Oh, God. And that's like next month on the 4th. I'm like, I don't even know how to get to Brooklyn. It's going to be. And, you know, the worst part is I got two tickets. I'm going to let my wife and him go. I'm actually going to sit in the car and wait for him.
No way.
Yeah.
How cool is that? You are a hero.
Well, listen.
You are the hero.
Well, look, you know, you only get a small win. I mean, I'm 50. You know, I'm not dead, but, you know,
you're only a little older than I am.
Right. So yeah. You know how it is. But
totally.
You know, we get one chance, you know.
Totally.
And so
it
if
goes
I can
by
give it
quick.
To him, so, and we also got, we're going to see AJR. Do your kids like AJR?
Oh, yeah. We know AJR.
They're playing in D.C. in November.
Mm.
The tickets were like $38.
Is it outdoors or something? Or is it?
Well, it's in November. I can't imagine. I think it's in a small club.
Cool.
But I'm like, so I bought, we're all going to go. I'm going to take the wife.
Awesome.
I'm going to take the little one. We're all going to go. Cause
I've never seen them.
I've never seen them either, but that's another podcast, but honestly, I like their message. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like, put down the phone. What's
sure.
you know, let's work on music, not
yeah.
on our Instagram.
Yeah. Well, we could do a podcast about music. I can talk to you about my somewhat stint at GoPro. You'll be interested to hear about those stories for sure.
Would you come back?
Oh, happy to. Pearl Jam, and we'll talk about GoPro.
I love doing time lapses. I do a lot of time lapse cloud
yeah.
stuff, and
yeah.
I got the new GoPro 7, and it's
oh good.
It's a great camera, but I will say I do have a little issue with it because I get a little tired of the fisheye effect.
Yeah, you can change that though.
But I don't think you can in 4K. I think it goes down to like 1080 or something.
Maybe not 4K, right?
But yeah. I like the GoPro. I used to do a lot of time lapse with my my iPhone. Mm-hmm. I've had a new iPhone.
Right.
I didn't trade them in. I keep them, and I do a lot of time lapses with those. And they seem to capture color. It seems like GoPro has a little trouble capturing the colors.
Right. That's been if you're doing like professional level production. You know, and that's where I sat on the GoPro side. I was doing where I was working on the professional side, the professional media side, and I was working with a lot of those guys, and they were talking about color correction and time tracking.
Well, problem, like if you're doing, you know, we have some great, I call it sunrise and sunset season. Mm-hmm. We're right in it. Mm-hmm. You know, the sun's mm-hmm. in a great spot. But if you do that fisheye, and if you're got a small burst of red and then fisheyed it, it becomes this little burst of red in the middle. Right. But
even at 16.9, that's still a good shot.
Yeah. I've had a few. This is my favorite one, the GoPro 7. I think it's an amazing camera. The screen on the back, I mean, it works great.
It's awesome.
So you'll come back. That's great because I love doing this, but I love
super
just...
super fun. I love having fun conversation. Yeah,
and that's totally. What it's about, just bullshitting.
Yeah, yeah.
Just chatting.
Yeah.
Maxine totally. Can come back, too. She.
Yeah. You guys can get in-depth about the whole wellness side of things, you know?
Well, it's kind of, you know, we laugh a little, but it's important.
It's super important.
Especially as I've gotten older, you know, I waste a lot of time worrying about shit that wasn't important.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I mean, you know, surrendering that garbage and staying in the moment and... I really have to practice it with my kids because my kids, left up to their own thinking, will worry themselves to death. My son Sam, he's like, you know, he's still stressed out about going to college and moving away from me.
Mm-hmm.
My dude, you're not even in third grade yet.
Right.
Let's worry about what's important right now. And that's how we practice that, you know,
it's the biggest thing that Maxine and her staff have done since we've opened is to transfer that knowledge and skill base off onto our memberships. That's super, super important. And because a lot of people come in super excited, groups of people will come in and like take selfies in front of the store and take selfies in front of the pod. And they just think that this is just this magical ride, but you have to.
I did that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love it. It's great. We love for you all. We super appreciative of everybody sharing, but it's what's in between the ears, you know, that's going to make, you know, and transfer into a great float into what Maxine said into life. Right. So I do think it's been really neat to see the transformations, right?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
You should see, I started doing a new program that it's called Just Supper, where you just eat supper.
And you fast during the day?
I don't call it fasting, I call it getting back to reality. I mean, when did we start being entitled to freaking so much damn food?
I know.
Oh, it's fasting. No, that's called reality. I mean, there was a time where we would get up
and just eat one meal a day.
Well, we did without, you know, we'd get up and, you know, if you wanted to eat, we had to provide and go find it. And I'm not trying to go back 1,000 years, but, you know, where I feel like our body hasn't quite evolved to the evolution of food availability. You know, it's like, oh, it's just a paper.
Well, I like,
get
you
a
know,
sausage, egg, and cheese.
And you have that arc of like, okay, remember like 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, eat every 2 hours. And now you're like intermittent fasting. Like
I had a lady.
Achilles is big into that. He fasts for like 18 hours before he eats now.
That's what I do. I only eat at 7.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you're like.
My stomach just grumbled just when you said that.
Your face got so big, but people go, oh my God, I'd have the sugar shakes. And I'm like, dude.
The sugar shakes.
Let the shaking go on for a bit and see what happens afterwards. You know, that shaking is usually where your body. I watched this whole thing, and I won't take a bunch of time, but there was this guy was saying that, you know, our bodies were designed to feed on two ways, on fat and on glucose. Mm-hmm. And the fat that we put on our body is put there to feed on.
Mm-hmm.
The glucose is a quick energy. You know, when you eat like a donut or something, right away we get that glucose, and that's quick energy. But if, you know, in 1960, they decided they were going to fight heart disease, and the battle was going to be high carb, low fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what we've been doing. But now they're saying fat's good. And I've always believed that fat is fuel. If you know, if something says fat free, change it to fuel, and then it's fuel free, and then see if you think of it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so deep into this high carb, low fat diet that nobody will say that it's wrong because it would make all these people look like idiots. that have been promoting this high carb, low fat diet when it's not the case. And, you know, right when that shaking goes on, like if I'm running, I don't know if you've ever run, you probably know this, yeah. but you know, when you bonk out,
mm-hmm.
you're like, fuck, I can't go anymore.
Right.
I need a gel pack. Right. But no. the gel pack, or I need something to eat. But if you just, if you just let it, you know, the process happen, usually that, to me, that's meaning my body's looking for something else to eat. You know, it's fed off what I ate. Whenever
breaking through the wall,
right, and that's kind of where the miracle happens. But we just can't let the miracle happen.
You're kind of rolling into Maxine's yeah. realm here. This is her yeah. area.
Well, and I said, I'm not going
to nutrients and less about.
Well, and I tell you, when I eat one meal, it's really good. You know, and it's,
oh, I bet
it's
like it is. 7 o'clock. I'm sure it's the best meal you've had every day.
Well, but you're thinking of it as a person that doesn't do it. But when you've done it, I've been doing it for 10-12 weeks now.
Wow.
I'm not going to be hungry. I may think I'm hungry. You know, I had to break up with breakfast. I had to break up with lunch.
That's tough for me, man. Breakfast is one of my favorites.
Well, it's an emotional thing. You know, totally. It's a relationship. Yeah. It breaks the ice. It transitions us to other things. And, you know, the first week when I broke up with all that stuff, yeah, it was tough. But then I'm like, yeah. like tonight when I eat, I'll be hungry, but I won't be able to, like, I'll only be able to eat like a half a steak.
Yeah, because you've trained your body.
Yeah. Right. And it's been a real
awesome.
Life-changing event
awesome.
For me. And it's like I can get up and run 5 miles and still be fine.
That's 5 miles more than me.
Well, we can run. You're getting old, bro.
I know.
Don't let it get a hold of you.
Yeah, totally. Maxine's even dragging me out to the gym, too. She's trying to get me. I'm working on it, you know, working on it.
Well, you know, yeah, and I...
You were so angry that morning.
Listen, I married...
You were just going to walk on the treadmill. So, let's go.
And she had me go through a circuit.
My wife is 33 years old. Oh, and she is, like,
great.
Drinking Cokes, eating cake, skipping meals. I'm like, babe, I mean...
Yeah.
I can't live like this.
Right, right.
So I actually just bought her a membership to Rise, and I got her some training.
Cool.
Some train sessions with Joanne. But she still lives like a damn teenager. She didn't,
that's so my kids. My kids, like, eating processed food is the norm.
It's a nightmare, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a challenge. I mean,
it is.
But, you know, watching kids eat is a good way to figure out how we should eat. Because when your kids aren't hungry, they're probably really not hungry. But we've like, oh, you got to eat breakfast. You got to eat your lunch. Eat your dinner.
Right.
And so, but listen, Urban Float, you guys came in. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
A quick shout out to Maxine and her staff, though. You know, we're our short success so far, and it's going to go on for a long, long time, hasn't been able to happen without Maxine and her team.
Well, hopefully I pointed that out when I first started this, that you were great.
Thank you.
You really made, and I, you know, like I said, you greeted us. It was an amazing experience, and I appreciate that, Maxine. So.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This
absolutely.
Is fun.
Yeah, and if you guys got anything going on, you want to talk about any, you know, Father's Day, you want to just bullshit and talk about
food? No, we're going to be at Veg Fest this weekend.
Nice.
So we're going to have our huge pop-up tent. That's going to be at the Epworth Church parking lot.
Epworth,
right
okay.
there, right next to the Seaside Outlets, the Katanga Outlets.
Headed towards the Glade.
Yeah, so we'll be there from 11 to 4,
yep.
I think. So there'll be live music. It's all health and wellness related, and we'll be there with some of the staff to share all there is to know about floating.
Nice. Well, I appreciate it. If, like I said, anything we can talk about, come back because I love doing these podcasts.
This is super fun,
and we'll talk. We'll set up something for Pearl Jam one because
all day long. Man.
I got openings
all day.
I say the first start of this podcast, I was in the Mary Kay phase, you know, where you hit up all your friends and family, but now I got to get out there on my own. So. And everyone that's been on this podcast, I have reached out to personally and asked. So it's
yeah, we appreciate you reaching out to us and hunting us down. You know, we're still in startup mode here, so it's been really crazy busy, and we appreciate your patience.
Absolutely.
But, you know, as time goes on, we'll hopefully be better at our time management.
You guys are great.
Here. Yeah.
Well, so. This is, like I said, this is, you know, we have lives. We don't have openings for podcasting. So I appreciate it. All right, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and we will
you.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.